We've heard some powerful people repeat three words a lot over the past year.
When you look at some of the waste, fraud, and abuse.
Waste, fraud, and abuse.
Republicans have been working to root out waste, fraud, and abuse.
Waste, fraud, and abuse. Now let me add a few more words. Lego Tower. Yeti Cooler. Sony PlayStation 5. Diamond Ring. Baby Doll One Piece. And condoms.
A Ninja Air Fryer.
SeaWorld, Disney World.
Taxpayer money bought all of this with funds meant for education.
If you're going to Disneyland and calling it social studies, I have a problem with that.
The problem is called school vouchers. They've created a whole new market for actual waste, fraud, and abuse.
It has ballooned into a billion-dollar boondoggle that is rife with misspending and fraud.
Thousands of parents spent money on things the education department said were not allowed. And the price tag? Over $10 million.
Lawmakers know what's going on, but they're often not doing anything to stop it. And it's throwing the future of education into disarray.
School vouchers have been an absolute calamity.
There's no accountability, no transparency. Look at the data, look at the numbers.
We went to Arizona and discovered a radical experiment remaking public education. And it's just the tip of the iceberg.
They've been running a campaign for decades.
School choice.
School choice.
Universal school choice.
Empowering parents to make the choices for their kids.
And their opponent is public schools.
They'll tell you it's for the disadvantaged kid, it's for the special needs kid. But once the camel's nose is under the tent, it's over.
Vouchers cannibalize dedicated money for public schools.
This is what they don't tell you about school vouchers. Tell me about this place and what it means to you.
This is my children's school, Kalina. They've been here since they were 5 years old, since they started kindergarten. They're twins.
Allie O'Rourke is a teacher and parent in Phoenix, Arizona. Last year, she was part of a committee forced to close several underfunded public schools.
I'm not blind to the cost of our decision. Two of the campuses proposed are my children's school and where I work.
You're on YouTube, did you know that?
Unfortunately, yes.
You're on YouTube.
Yes.
I've seen you on YouTube.
Crying,
yes,
nonetheless.
You were crying.
This is really overwhelming and sad. My girls will need to transfer schools multiple times in the next 2 years. And I will have to adapt to a new community, new admin, and new staff.
You can see me leaving that meeting for a brief moment to collect myself because I was just so emotional. I was so sad about it. That's been our children's home. I was PTO president for a few years. We found our kids' best friends there. They've grown up there.
Being on the committee, trying to figure out how you guys are gonna close these schools, what were the alternatives?
Sometimes we have someone dedicated to helping students learn to read because we are in a world where students are not able to read, and we're seeing that become harder and harder. And so that was one of the things they considered cutting.
Over the past 4 years, Arizona has been pulling money out of public schools and redirecting it to universal school vouchers.
Dozens of schools across the state have closed since vouchers were expanded, and Allie's district alone lost $12 million in a single year.
How do you feel about school vouchers?
I think if they're used appropriately, I think they have good purposes. I know that there are students that need very specialized instruction. Being in special education, I see those kids, but ultimately, I don't think they're being used for the intended purpose.
The vouchers are called Empowerment Scholarship Accounts, or ESAs. Any student, regardless of income, can receive up to $10,000 to use for private education, including non-accredited schools, tutoring, and homeschooling. But the voucher money can also be used for other educational expenses, which apparently includes things like Xboxes and Disney vacations.
To me, the most stunning thing about the program is not fraud, but rather like what's allowed. You can buy $30,000 of Legos across multiple years. You can buy a $4,000 harp, and that's an educational expense. Folks are using these funds all around the world to go to Windsor Castle, to go to various zoos in Australia.
And thousands went to a tutoring company that doesn't seem to exist. We only know about these expenditures because a local news outlet sued the state to find out.
12 News has fought for access to public records, and now we're the only media outlet in Arizona to have detailed receipts of what was purchased on your dime.
$1,500 gift cards, electric dirt bikes, custom tires, even sexually explicit items, including condoms and lubricants.
Arizona is the oldest of the universal voucher systems. It is the gold standard for what not to do and how to do what not to do.
Tom Horn, the state superintendent running Arizona's ESA program, continues to defend it, even as spending has ballooned to over $1 billion in just 4 years. In fact, the state even auto-approves any expenditure under $2,000.
With this kind of quantity, we can't audit everything before paying it. And if there's anything improper there, we'll claw it back.
You could buy your wife a diamond ring with the $2,000 because Tom Horn has set up a system that has zero audits on the front end. That's a recipe for disaster.
We've had a very vigorous program to prevent fraud, and here the Attorney General pipes off with her imagination talking about alleged waste.
An Arizona state audit last month found $654 million in auto-approved expenses. Even Amazon, when we tried to buy all of this stuff, flagged it as fraud.
I have had to do criminal prosecutions of individuals who made up ghost children and fabricated birth certificates.
Ghost children.
Ghost children.
Boo.
After Arizona expanded its voucher program in 2022, a wave of states followed suit, and many soon experienced similar problems.
On any given day, the Florida Department of Education has trouble tracking $270 million in voucher funds.
An audit found that Florida had trouble tracking 30,000 students within the private voucher system.
It's surprising, given the language and the rhetoric around waste, fraud, and abuse, that that is inconsistently applied to public agencies versus parents who are using public dollars.
When you want to make a purchase that you know will benefit your students, what is it that you have to go through in order to make that happen?
A lot of times I choose not to go through the school to make that happen. But if I need supplies for my classroom, just pencils, papers, glue sticks, scissors, a lot of that is just donations from families.
And while teachers and students rely on donated pencil and paper, private schools are cashing in.
They're just jacking up their tuition rates as the ESAs become available.
In Iowa, a lot of schools are saying you have to apply for the ESA as part of our application.
I don't think there's much evidence at all that this is really helping underserved communities.
Even some families who use the vouchers have complicated feelings about them.
So Zoe was in fantastic public school from kindergarten through fourth grade.
I had a teacher. She didn't understand my autistic trait, and she kept sending me to detention.
Well, that's no good, Mom.
No. So that's when we decided to apply for the ESA and move to a private school. I think in our case, the ESA was the right way to go, and I'm grateful for it. I just wish that our public schools were in a better situation to meet the needs of all kids.
And now that any student in Arizona can apply for a school voucher, educators say that resources for special education have become more scarce, while the percentage of special needs students has actually increased.
Dr. Curtis Finch is a superintendent for the Deer Valley Unified School District in North Phoenix.
We are feeling tremendous pressure to service those kids with less dollars.
Public schools are required to accept special needs students. Private schools are not. So while special needs students have almost doubled in Deer Valley, the district lost $40 million to vouchers in 2024 alone. Over 80% went to students already enrolled in private school.
What does that say about the voucher system that there has been an increase in special ed students in public schools after it was instituted?
You hear the argument, well, it's a choice environment. The problem is not the parents' choice, it's the school's choice. If your student has academic troubles, has behavior troubles, has special needs, we're not gonna service you. You need to go down to the local public school. That's one variable. The other variable is special needs students often come back to Deer Valley, and I think that's what's happening a lot. They come back to the public school because we're highly regulated. We have a small army to help these students.
But the idea of schools open to every type of student is precisely what vouchers were originally intended to dismantle.
The modern school voucher push started with Milton Friedman, who's a conservative economist who wrote a pamphlet. If government was going to be involved at all in funding education, it should be to give parents essentially coupons.
I would have a voucher system under which parents who chose not to send their child to a particular public school would be entitled to a payment, a voucher, which they could use at any school of their choice.
It was quickly seized upon by segregationists as a way to avert the Brown versus Board of Education decision and to use taxpayer dollars to go to what were called segregation academies.
After segregation academies were ruled unconstitutional in the 70s, vouchers were rebranded as a way to help students who'd been left behind by failing public schools. But there's little evidence that the private schools taking public money are better than public schools.
When we started to see voucher programs become what we call at scale, what we saw at that time was kids who switched from public to private school using a voucher suffered some of the worst academic declines we've ever seen in sort of the history of education research, frankly. You're talking natural disaster bad.
Most private schools across the country still take public dollars and are not required to actually take tests to prove that they're putting out a good product. When you get to choose your students, then you would think they would score better.
Why is it that they're so dead set on this voucher system and the way that it is?
Always follow the money.
So there are the billionaires and then there are the think tanks and the advocacy groups that the billionaires fund.
These funders include Trump's former Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, Jeff Yaz, and conservative mega donor, Charles Koch.
The Betsy DeVos billionaires, they will tell you flat out it is to remake schooling in the image of Christian nationalism.
There are not enough philanthropic dollars in America to fund what is currently the need in education. Our desire is to confront the culture in which we all live today in ways which will continue to help advance God's kingdom.
And DeVos has spent millions backing vouchers in Arizona specifically.
I'm a huge fan of what Arizona and Governor Ducey and the legislators there were able to achieve, and I do believe that it will open the door for many other universal programs.
What Trump one did, what the first Trump administration did, is it sort of changed the way we talk about education.
What a great looking class.
They just stopped telling the truth. And they said, well, you know, parents don't care about test scores. What they really care about is woke, or what they really care about are boys in girls' bathrooms and things like this.
Woke activism.
More of our voters are extremely concerned about what's being taught in schools.
Turn on the news, cable news, any time of the day. If it's about education, it's that same thing. Public school is a child of the devil. They're indoctrinating your kids.
The left is too focused on culture issues instead of actually teaching students how to read and do math.
At the federal level, the One Big Beautiful Bill includes a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for donations to groups funding private school scholarships.
The federal scholarship tax credit was passed in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Public school students are eligible for scholarships under this federal law. But it does contain federal dollars to underwrite private school tuition as well. And that private school tuition piece would largely go to students who are already in private school to begin with, especially in states that don't have vouchers at all, like blue states and purple states.
Even though more than a dozen states now have some form of universal voucher program, voters consistently vote them down if given the chance.
They've never passed, ever. The same thing happened here in Arizona. The voters of Arizona voted against vouchers, but the Republican legislature got one extra vote and got it through in the middle of the night.
But voters are continuing to push back.
We have a voucher initiative that is gathering signatures today, and what it's doing is putting some parameters around it. For example, if you make this amount of money, you can't use it. Or if you can't buy this, or you can't buy that.
If the initiative gets on the ballot and then passes in November, it would be the biggest reform of a voucher program yet.
The abuse of taxpayer dollars has to stop, and we need accountability in this program.
But in the last days of the legislature this year, Arizona Republicans put a constitutional amendment on the ballot that would effectively ban changes to the voucher program.
I smell fear in this bill. I sense politicians who know that the people of the state of Arizona are ready to take on the waste and the fraud and the abuse.
I've been telling the Republicans, if you guys want to save your skin, you need to put boundaries around this, because if it shows some fiscal responsibility, some transparency, some accountability.
But the future is unclear for many public schools.
Have you had to close any schools in your district?
It's not if, it's when and how many.
If you were standing in front of Arizona legislators, what would you say?
We are losing educators, we are losing families, public education is drowning, and ESA vouchers are not helping us. I worry about what my children's electives will be, what opportunities will they have, what educational resources will they have by the time they get to high school. This is the future. Kids are literally the future. And if we continue to take money from them at this age, what kind of better future are we providing for them?
Hey folks, thanks for watching. And if you want more videos like this, like and subscribe to our channel. And if there are other stories that you think we should be covering, reach out to us at stories@moreperfectunion.us.